welcome to the Slow Postpartum Podcast, podcast that invites you to view the weeks following birth as a time of potent and powerful transformation, a time when all new mothers, parents, and babies deserve the utmost in support, love, and tender nurturing care. In each episode, we explore why intentionally slowing down the postpartum period can have wide-ranging benefits and chat to experts in postpartum care for new families. I'm your host, Jojo Hogan, doula, educator, and founder of the International Slow Postpartum Movement. And I'm so happy to have you here. Today's interview is with somebody who I've been following for quite some time. Lynn Schultz has been a birth healing specialist and pelvic health physical therapist for over 30 years. She founded the Institute for Birth Healing, an educational platform for practitioners, and the Center for Birth Healing, her clinical practice. She's been helping thousands of mothers heal from all the issues that they've experienced after birth, and now teaches courses to body workers and therapists to help them do the same. She found a common birth pattern that shows up in the pelvis after childbirth and knows how to release these patterns effectively. Knowing that we're more than just our bodies, however, Lynn also works on all levels, physically, energetically, and spiritually, with women to help them access their full potential. She also teaches body workers and practitioners how to respectfully work with the body's tissues and access and use their intuition in their bodywork sessions. She offers a certification process to help birth professionals become birth healing specialists. Lynn holds a Bachelor of Science in Physical Therapy from St. Louis University and is on a mission to help improve postpartum care worldwide, which, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I share with her. I love talking to Lynn. We talked about the different effects of birth on the pelvis, the way that it can affect us after birth and in the postpartum weeks, and talked a little bit also to her Birth Healing Summit, which is coming up. There'll be links to Lynn's work in the show notes, as well as more information about this brilliant summit. So I hope that you enjoy this interview with Lynn Schultz. So welcome, Lynn. I'm so happy and excited to have you on the Slow Postpartum Podcast, because I've been following you for quite a number of years, and I've been an attendee at your wonderful Healing Birth Summits in the past. So I'm so happy to meet you.
Thank you, Jojo, so much for having me. I so appreciate any opportunity I got to share what I've learned and what I know about the postpartum body.
Well, it's one of my passions as well. As you know, we've just been chatting about it, and I think it's an important, really important information that you've got to impart today about what happens to the physical body of a birthing mother or birthing person following not just pregnancy, right, and also the birth, but I think it doesn't always have to be a vaginal birth, can it? You know, it can happen in all sorts of birthing situations, can't it? So can you explain the subject that we were chatting about before we recorded, which was about the pelvic bones and what happens during labor and during birth to the pelvic bones and the pelvic floor muscles, and, you know, how that impacts the body of the birthing mother or person?
First off, I just want to say we need to understand that there is a huge impact that pregnancy and labor, no matter how baby comes out, has on the body. There is a lot that happens, a lot of stretching of tissue, a lot of almost, you know, I don't want to make people feel scared, but there is some damage that can happen to the body as things get stretched out and, you know, tissues tear or they get cut into or, you know, like, so there is massive impact on the body, pregnancy and postpartum. And that's why I so appreciate your podcast and you trying to get the idea out about slow postpartum, because there's a lot of healing that needs to happen after birth. And that's why we need to take the time to really allow the body to heal and to recover. And so today, what we're going to focus in on, I'm going to grab my little pelvis here to help if you're visually watching this. I'll try to describe it for those listening in, but the pelvic inlet is the top of the pelvis, and that is the opening that the baby's head needs to enter in to the pelvis in order to come on out. And the sacrum, think about your tailbone tucking under, takes the top of the sacrum and it moves it backwards. And that helps to open up the inlet and make it bigger for baby's head. Your iliobones, the iliac crest that you can put your hands on your, when you put your hands on your hips, those bones move out to the side to also open up this inlet. And that allows baby's head to enter in. Then once it hits the mid part of the pelvis or the level of the pelvic floor muscles, that is a sign to the bones that they need to go into the opposite direction where the tailbone now lifts backwards. And your sit bones, those bones that you're sitting on, those will splay apart. This opens up the pelvic outlet, which allows baby to exit. Now, the pelvic floor muscles are, I call them the stoplight for birth. Because if we have too much tone in those pelvic floor muscles, the bones aren't going to be able to move for baby to move through. If we have yellow light tone, that's red light tone. Baby's not coming through. Yellow light tone is just going to make it a little bit harder for baby to have to make its way through. We want green light tone in those pelvic floor muscles. I'm a huge fan of every pregnant person getting seen by a provider who can assess their pelvic floor, who can assess the belly, the uterine ligaments, to make sure that those are nice and released so that baby has space and has balance, as best balance as we can create in the body prior to birth. Now, baby being too high, baby's head being off to the side, those are all signs that there's tension in the body. And that tension can be released prior to going into labor, which then helps you to have a smoother labor. I'm all about smoother labors, faster recoveries. One of the things that I want to talk about specifically today, because there are a ton of issues, JoJo and I could have probably 20 different podcast episodes on all the different issues that can happen to the postpartum body. Yet a lot of them really do stem from this idea that I coined called the open birthing pattern of the pelvis. So the pelvic bones, like I said, the tailbone lifts backwards for a baby to come on out. The sit bones splay out to the side. And most pelvises, not all, but if you're having issues post-birth, it's possible that the bones of your pelvis have not gone back to their original position after birth. And they are left in what I call the open birthing pattern. And you may notice that, like, when you sit, you feel lopsided or just feels different. When you go to stand up, if you don't feel stable, that's a sign your pelvis is an open birthing pattern. If you feel like you have to tuck your bottom underneath you to feel more stable, you're trying to compensate for an open birthing pattern. If you lay down on a hard surface and it really hurts your sacrum is stuck in flexion. And that's part of the open birthing pattern. So those are all the more obvious signs that the bones are not in their proper place. And this open birthing pattern can cause low back pain, can cause pelvic pain. And so if you're having any pelvic pain, any back pain after having your baby, it could be because the bones of your pelvis have not gone back to their original position. The other thing is that the pelvic floor muscles attach to where all these bones that are now in a more widened position. So that puts the pelvic floor muscles on stretch. And we know that a stretched muscle is not as strong as a normal length muscle. So that lengthened muscle, because the bones are out of place, can cause weakness in the pelvic floor muscles. It can cause insertional pain with intercourse because the muscles are already on a tightrope. So they don't have the capacity to open up for penetration. It can cause the potential of prolapse because the pelvis is in this more open place and because it feels unstable and people start tucking under, that position of the pelvis being tucked under does not support the pelvic organs as properly as it could when we're in a normal posture. And sometimes this open birthing pattern is so slight, so minimal that you don't notice much. And some people are like, yeah, maybe my hips are a little bit wider. That could be a sign that you're in an open birthing pattern. Or, you know, you just maybe feel a little like you sit funny. Those are all signs, but you may not have any pain until you get pregnant again. And then you start having pelvic pain. So when I'm working with my clients that come to see me as a pelvic health physical therapist, and they are pregnant and they're having pelvic pain and it's a subsequent pregnancy, the number one question I ask them is, did you have this pelvic pain in your first pregnancy? And if the answer is no, then I know that this pelvic pain is from the open birthing pattern or the effects of the first birth on the pelvis causing this pelvic pain. And because I know all the patterns to look for in the pelvis, I can release those patterns and I can get my pregnant clients out of pelvic pain in one session and they're able to function freely. So all of this is because the bones didn't come back to the original position. When you know how to bring those bones back together again, then things can function much better. And I do have a video on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, which is Institute for Birth Healing. Please look that up. There is an exercise to close the bones after birth. And it's just using your adductors or your abductors. So you compress your knees together and then you resist pushing them apart and you do it in three positions. And that can help bring the bones back to their original position. And so one of the things that I just want everyone to notice or to realize really is that the bones of the pelvis, typically they just kind of make their way back to their original position after birth. So why do some people get stuck in this open birthing pattern? Well, the number one reason is that there may have been a trauma response in your body during the birth. So if at any point in your birth, you get that, don't make me do this, or I don't want to do this anymore, or any of that, like, ugh, that could be a slight little response in the body, and that can cause the pelvic bones to freeze in that position. Because when we're in a trauma response on the body, we can either fight, flight, or freeze. Well, in birth, we can't fight it. We may try, but we're not successful, and we can't run away from it. And so the body's main response to that is a freeze response. And that leaves the bones in this open birthing pattern. And the other thing that we need to be aware of as practitioners, if you're listening to this and you're a practitioner that does body work on your postpartum clients, is that we really need to be asking our clients, what position were you in when the baby came out? Because that really does affect what's happening to these pelvic bones. If someone who is laying on their left side, the left side can't move anymore. The left side is anchored from the bed or the ground. So the right side ischium is going to have to open up more. And if someone's in a squatting position, but they have their right leg bent up and pulled back, then that's going to torque the right side pelvis and that side's going to be opened up more. And if a baby comes through in an OP position or an acyclic position, that causes increased strain on the pelvis, and that can cause what we call a posterior sacrum, where the sacrum is actually pushed backwards because the pelvis has to open up even wider for those acyclic heads or for OP, occiput posterior presentation. And the pelvis then will move backwards. And the main complaints or the main thing I find is that the bumps in the back, some people have little dimples where those PSISs, the posterior superior iliac spine of the pelvis, is kind of the indicator of your sacroiliac joint in the back. And those PSISs are a lot wider and they lack mobility to the midline. And that's telling me that that is a posterior sacrum. All of these patterns that we find in the postpartum pelvis can be corrected. And that is why I am so passionate about getting this out into the world, because not every practitioner is looking for this. And I really want moms or anyone who works with moms, postpartum moms, to recognize that this is an issue, that this is a thing that they should be looking for, they should be talking to their clients about, and to know that there's help and that there's support. And if they're seeing a chiropractor and they're seeing a physical therapist, but they're not getting any better, ask them if they know about the open birthing pattern. Ask them if they know about the Institute for Birth Healing. There is a 3-hour online course for body workers treating the postpartum pelvis that will tell them everything that they need to know how to assess and look for these patterns in the pelvis.
Amazing. So. Such great information, Lynn. I'm just soaking it up. And I'm lit up when you said that there was the online training. That's absolutely wonderful. Because are you saying that any body workers can do this training and learn more about amazing information? Because I think what makes me so frustrated and so annoyed is that a lot of these symptoms are just normalized and women are told that they fuck it up, right? That they're going to have back pain, that they're going to have pain during sex, that they're going to have incontinence, and it's just part of having a baby. And it's not. Something can be done. Somebody like you, a trained practitioner, somebody who understands about this information can make such a difference to women's lives. And some women are suffering in silence, don't you think?
Absolutely, 200%. And it's just not okay in my book. And the people who come to see me in my clinic, they get off the table and they feel different immediately. And that's the kind of, my students are getting the same result too. When they know what to look for and how to treat it, they can make massive effective change in a person's body. And everybody wins. The mom feels better. The client feels better. The practitioner feels better because they know that they're really making good, effective change in their clients' lives and in their bodies. And it's affecting their lives. And I am just so sickened by this message that, oh, you just had a baby, deal with it or give it time. And I'm like, no, let's deal with it right away so that we don't have to struggle for months on end dealing with pain or avoiding sex and all that, because we don't need to. When we know what to look for and how to treat it, people can get better and they don't have to suffer.
That's right. I mean, being a new mom of a newborn baby is hard without having physical pain or discomfort.
And absolutely.
Things like pain during sex can have devastating effects on relationships going forwards. And I feel that this is just minimized so often by our culture, that women's health issues are really minimized. So it's wonderful to hear you say that. So tell me, people can come and do an amazing online course with you, and that's going to be able to train with the Institute of Birth Healing. Well, you've got your YouTube channel, which we'll include a link in the show notes where they can watch videos, more about videos. Pregnant postpartum woman can watch these videos as well, obviously. And tell me, you've also got an amazing summit coming up in April, which I know is amazing because I've attended your birth healing summits in the past. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you. So I started in 2017 just interviewing experts all over the world around helping moms heal after birth. And it is really, I've been doing, this is my 10th one this year. And number 10. And this year, in the past, all of them have been on postpartum recovery. And this year, we're actually focusing on pregnancy and labor. And really about preparing the body for birth and what we can do during that. And then also what we can do during labor and all the research around labor and pregnancy and the pelvic floor muscles. And it's just full of amazing, amazing information. And most of my speakers offer gifts to everybody involved. So you can get additional handouts and downloads and access to courses and discounts on courses. So it's just a really valuable, valuable tool that I have completely helped inform my practice over the years in doing these interviews and being able to go like, oh, I remember I learned that in this interview. I need to go back and listen to that again to remember what they said or what they covered in that. And so my summits are full of information. I really try to make sure that I give golden nuggets. Like you learn good, valuable information in every single interview. So it's not just, this fluff talking about things, but I want to give really good practical practices and information to people that can really help inform us in how we best support our clients. My summit is geared more towards the practitioner. Moms are more than happy to join in. I've had several moms who have like, yes, I love your summits. I'm like, oh, great. But it's 20 interviews. And this year, I'm actually doing it different. I'm going to do two live interviews on Saturday and Sunday in the middle of the summit. And that way, when you join the summit, you can participate live in that interview and be able to ask questions and be more interactive. So we're giving that, we're going to do that for the first time this year. And then we also do a Facebook Live with all, we gather as many of the speakers as possible to answer your questions. And it's a really, really fun event of people gathering, everybody that's passionate about pregnancy, postpartum, and the laboring and everything in between. So
that sounds amazing. I remember the last summits I've attended, I've been some brilliant speakers. And I think, yeah, you know, what's so important to remember is that there is a whole community of people out there, aren't there, who are passionate about helping and supporting women heal from birth and enjoy a comfortable, you know, thriving,
yes,
positive postpartum experience, which is what my slow postpartum movement is all about as well, because it doesn't have to be difficult. If we have the knowledge, you know, and that knowledge is power, right? Right? And we start working, yes, either if we're pregnant ourselves, you know, working to find practitioners that are, I mean, this is why your summit probably is good for pregnant and postpartum women as well, because it's going to connect them with these amazing educators. But yeah, also just that knowledge that there are people out there, because I've talked to so many pregnant and postpartum women who don't even know that pelvic physio is a thing, and they don't even know that they can access this amazing therapy. So it's all about spreading the word, encouraging women to understand that caring for their body and having other people look after them and look out for them is important, because it's only then that we can care for our children, right? From that place of being healthy, yeah, and happy and thriving. We can't be the mothers or parents that we want to be when we're in pain, right, when we're struggling, yeah, when we're exhausted, when we're, yeah, stressed, when we're overwhelmed, when our relationship with our partner is not great because our sex life has dropped through the floor. It's really, yeah, important, this work, Lynn, that you're doing. It's really important.
Thank you. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this information with anybody who wants to hear. And if you are a mom and you don't have a provider, I do have a directory of those that have trained with me on my website. So if you go to instituteforbirthhealing.com, there is a directory. You can check out and see if there's anybody listed. Please know that probably only a fourth or an eighth of the students who have completed my courses are in that directory, but there are some. And so please check to see if there's anybody in your area. If there is not, please ask your PTs, ask your chiropractors, ask your massage therapists. Have you heard about this open birthing pattern? Have you heard about the Institute for Birth Healing? You know, there's a 3-hour course that you can learn to how to deal with my pelvis that could might help me. Will you please consider taking it? You know, so if we get more lay people asking providers to learn this information, the more support moms are going to get. I absolutely love, I just got done teaching a course this past weekend, and I got an email and a text from two students who are like, I just did some of the techniques I learned on my clients who've been dealing with back pain, but she's always felt unstable. And she got up off of the table and she's like, wow, I feel so much more stable now. And I'm like, yes, that's what happens when you bring the bones back together again. And so
it's long term, doesn't it? It doesn't have to be months and weeks of treatment.
No, exactly. And that's the key is like, I knew I had something special here when moms were getting better in one session. One.
Amazing. That's absolutely wonderful. Well, I'm going to put a link. I'll get you to send me these links, you know, the YouTube video and the summit and the directory, yeah, so we can have those all in the show notes. And I really
I just want to mention one other thing. So I talked about the treating the postpartum pelvis course, but I also have a holistic treatment of the pregnant body course and a holistic treatment of the postpartum body course. So I have lots of online courses for professionals and one course for moms, Confidence in the Core, Pelvic Floor, and More. And they're all on my website. Please check out. They're online. My holistic treatment of the pregnant body and postpartum body courses, I do teach live as well. So you can, they're just here in the States. So you can check those out and see if you are interested in bringing me to another country and you have a group of practitioners that are interested. I'm more than happy to see if we can't try to get me over there to help you to get these techniques in your hands so that you can better help support moms in their healing after birth. So thank you, JoJo.
Amazing. Well, I'd love to have you here in the UK. Come, I'll bring you to Devon, Liv. That would be amazing.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I'm absolutely soaking up this information, and I'm totally going to be doing your course, because that's, you know, what my other job is, is body work for pregnant and postpartum women. So you've got me really fired up, and I so appreciate meeting you today. And I'd love to have you on the podcast again, because we can, as you say, we've got so many shared interests, and I just look forward to continuing this conversation.
All right. Thanks, JoJo, so much for having me. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. To find out more about how to plan for and experience a slow, supported, and sustainable postpartum with your new baby, or to train with me as a slow postpartum professional, you can visit my website or follow the links in the show notes. And I look forward to talking to you again very soon.